we're buying the Chinese for other time.
That's right.
Because the Chinese will come back, they should be back by.
They'll be back within 10 days to 2 weeks.
I think so. Jiang Yao delivered the message.
He delivered the message on May 19th. It took 5 days. I've now got a good channel, but I told his ambassador to send it by pouch. Didn't want it on a Pakistan wire. I've now set up a wire to Karachi for our ambassador, which goes only through Mora. Nobody knows it, and it's got a special code which only Haig knows, so even Mora can't read it. And so now we can deliver messages in 24 hours. It took 5 days to get there, then it took, then Yaya was in Lahore, so he didn't deliver it till the 19th. So they've only had it for 7 days. And my guess is that they'll reply the first week of June.
You think they'll reply in probably?
Almost certainly, yes.
You can add a lot of things in there about a presidential visit and all that.
We offered them a presidential visit. We told them I'd be authorized to arrange the visit of a public emissary. If it was thought useful, it's hedged a little bit. And
in addition to a presidential
visit. Yeah, in addition to a presidential visit. And for them, Mr. President, after all, they are revolutionaries, but you think of this peasant, former peasant Mao, the Great March, and then the President of the United States comes to Peking at the end of his life.
Well, that's why the smarter peasant president has goddamn well got to decide whether he wants to come or not.
I think that Dufresne again this morning talked about that trade deal, that $500 million trade deal.
Yeah.
We just don't have enough information to act on it.
Well, he did it, but he didn't raise a sum. He never raised it, does he?
No.
Well, he must have a reason for not.
Well, no, they are very cute. They figure you're very eager. So they figure they're first going to make you pay on Berlin, then they're going to make you pay on trade, and after that they give you the summit.
What the hell are we
going to
talk about there?
But I think, well, we can have... We need the summit for a number of reasons. It will discipline them during SALT.
Yeah. Well, we've got to... We need the summit for a reason, getting a deal on SALT.
That's what I mean.
That is the thing we've got to have.
And, we can...
The reason that he lets Semenov know that he's not going to screw around with that final list.
That's right. So let's try a little deal. He said, can't we talk the first 2 weeks about ABM only? I said, let's not hold down. If we want an agreement, you need some faith saving thing, you want to talk about ABM for a week. That's one thing. But essentially it has to be concurrent. And if you read the letter, it has to be discussed before, so we know what we have. And I have tapes of conversations. So what I think we should do is, it's playing dangerously, it's living dangerously, but that's how you got where you are in foreign policy and in other things too. The thing to do is to tell, in my view, is to tell Dufresne in early June, we reviewed the state of relations, things are now moving on a number of fronts. Either you can commit yourself now for a summit in September, or we won't have one this year. That's less eager than just sitting there waiting for them. And then if they turn us down, Mr. President, then I would drag our feet on trade, on Berlin. Or at least, certainly on trade to drag our feet. Otherwise, we'll have given them almost everything they need, and they don't need the summit anymore.
Well, we're going to drag trade again. I've never signed another goddamn thing for it.
My experience, Mr. President, has been when I gave them an ultimatum on that exchange of letters, Thompson would have been a heart attack.
And is that what we're going to be? But can we still drag them for Berlin?
Yeah. I'm just capable to rush for Christ's sake and to settle it so quickly. For all these reasons, we should not let them control the pace of events. If you're willing to forego the summit in September,
sure.
But I think that right through the next week.
You don't have some of your own Russians now, or you gotta deal with the Chinese, you go to China earlier, why not?
It also has the advantage that then we know where we stand.